members of the INMO and the PNA will commence work to rule industrial action in Nord Grey in the court from 9 a.m. on today, Tuesday, the 16th of June. And this is not a step that members of either union have taken lightly. It follows a prolonged period of concern about governance and out-of-hours management support and the level of responsibility that has been placed on staff nurses who are, you know, members of both the INMO and the PNA. And I suppose, as you kind of alluded to there was an extension granted to HSE management to come up with a solution or an interim solution to the issues that we'd presented to them. And it's important to be clear that I suppose our members took the decision to defer industrial action in good faith, and they kind of gave the HSE a 2-week extension to allow management to put in place those interim arrangements. But unfortunately, what has been proposed by the HSE doesn't represent any meaningful change. In practical terms, it pretty much amounts to the continuation of the status quo, and that is why they've taken the decision to commence industrial action today.
What was it that the HSE put forward, Colm?
Well, it was essentially there was no change essentially from what was currently the status quo, that the staff nurses would still be taking on a lot of the operational governance out of hours, which you know kind of is the central issue of the dispute, and it's the central issue that remains unresolved. As I kind of said, staff nurses are being left, you know, responsible for, you know, the likes of sourcing staff and making decisions that arise from staffing shortfalls outside of normal management hours, and that isn't something that's acceptable to either union. In our view, it kind of represents a significant governance concern, because the responsibilities that should sit with a designated manager are transferred to frontline nursing staff without the appropriate authority or support or accountability structures. So it's very much from our view that, you know, clear lines of responsibility are absolutely essential in any healthcare setting, particularly in a residential setting, residential services where there's vulnerable residents, and our members can't continue to be placed in a position where they're expected to carry out, you know, management functions in the absence of proper governance arrangements.
And Colm, this was just finally for people listening, and they might necessarily understand what the work to rule means. What kind of duties now will the staff be stepping away from, and what would the consequences of that look like?
Well, I suppose the thing is that from the outset, I do want to say that there will be no impact on, you know, residents within Nord Grey Court. You know, this is very much about staff nurses withdrawing their goodwill in relation to the management responsibilities that have been placed on them. So the likes of things that they will be kind of working to their contract. They won't be taking on the additional responsibilities that have been placed on them in the absence of a clear kind of governance structure or out of hour support. But to be really clear, like this isn't a dispute about pay or anything like that. It's about safe care. It's about ensuring that there's proper governance in place, ensuring that members of the INMO and the PNA are not being asked to carry out responsibilities that should sit with management. So members want to provide the best possible care to residents, but they must be supported by, you know, appropriate management and governance structures. And the whole purpose of this work to rule is to hopefully highlight to the HSE that they're taking on these responsibilities, and that there is a need for the supports that they're calling for.